Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll have some songs about eggs, celebrate the birthdays of Grant Clark, Scrappy Lambert, and Archie Gottler, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, we had a segment about legs, and that reminded me of Spike Jonze's January 1942 recording of Beautiful Legs. That's Beautiful Eggs, not Beautiful Legs, written by Alfred Bryan and Herman Paley. It was recorded by Victor for their Bluebird label, but was considered too risque at the time and wasn't issued. But here's a set of rapidly rotating records about eggs, beginning with Stuff Smith and his Onyx Club Boys.
Thank you. bones. You can show your fancy holes, but can you fry an egg? You know how to bill and coo, keep me out till 2:30, but can you fry an egg? Your form is oh so pleasing, you were just built for squeezing. I keep stealing kisses like a yegg. Won't you be my turtle dove? Maybe we can live on love, but can you fry an egg?
Strong in his Hot 5, November 16th, 1926, and Big Butter and Egg Man. The vocal duo there was Louis Armstrong and May Alex. Big Better and Eggman was written by Sidney Clare, Cliff Friend, and Joseph H. Santley, and is a derogatory term for a wealthy but unsophisticated farmer or small-town businessman who would spend money extravagantly when they went to the big city. Before that, it was Dubin's Dandies, an Adrian Schubert pseudonym, and the musical question, Can You Fry an Egg? The vocalist on that November 15, 1929 recording was Irving Kaufman. We began that beautiful egg set with Stuff Smith and his Onyx Club Boys and Irving Berlin's I'm Putting All My Eggs in One Basket from February 11, 1936. Oh, and get out your date book, your calendar, your day planner, or whatever, and make a note that October 9th is World Egg Day. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Last week, May 14th, marked the birth in 1891 in Akron, Ohio, of lyricist Grant Clark. He started his career as an actor in stock productions in New York, but at the same time worked for various New York publishing firms, writing special material for the likes of Burt Williams, Fanny Bryce, Nora Bays, and Al Jolson. Clark contributed songs to early films, including The Jazz Singer, On With the Show, and Is Everybody Happy?, and also wrote the lyrics to the 1924 Broadway show Dixie to Broadway. He was a charter member of ASCAP and a successful music publisher. Grant Clark died in California on May 16, 1931, at just 40 years of age. His hits include Debt's Harmony, Ragtime Cowboy Joe, Secondhand Rose, Everything is Peaches Down in Georgia, Oogie Oogie Wah Wah, I'm a Little Blackbird Looking for a Bluebird, As Long as I'm with You, and these. Thank you.
Thank you. like a weary river that keeps winding endlessly. It has been a very cheerful giver to most everyone but me. Oh, how long it took me to learn all this wrong, and tides have to turn, and now I know that every weary river someday meets the sea.
With an unidentified male vocalist, that was Jan Garber and his orchestra, January 18, 1929, in Weary River, written by Louis Silvers and Grant Clark. That's from the 1929 Oscar-nominated gangster prison picture Weary River, where it's sung six times by star Richard Bertelmess. Before that, we heard Harold Arlen with Joe Venuti's Rhythm Boys, Jimmy Dorsey, Lenny Hayton, Eddie Lang, and Paul Griselli, and Now That I Need You, You're Gone. That's from September 10, 1931. Now That I Need You, You're Gone is not to be confused with a 1930s song, Now That I Need You, written by Benny Moten, Count Basie, and Pinetop Smith. It was preceded by the Plantation Dance Orchestra and Rosie, Make It Rosie for Me, from an Edison 78, waxed around December 8, 1920. The Plantation Dance Orchestra was led by trombonist Harry Raderman, known for his laughing trombone. He played with Earl Fuller's famous jazz band, Ted Lewis and his band, and also led Raderman's Roysterers and the Red Hotters. We began our little tribute to Grant Clark with Fred Westfall and his orchestra and Home in Pasadena, recorded by Columbia in Chicago on March 5, 1924. Last week, May 14th, marked the birth in 1896 in New York City of composer Archie Gottler. He graduated from Long Island Business College, but became a pianist in silent movie theaters, where he composed for many silent films and wrote the scores for the Fox movie Tone Follies of 1929 and 1930's Happy Days. He also wrote songs for Ziegfeld Follies and Broadway Brevities. Archie Gottler died in California on June 24, 1959. His hits include What Do You Mean by Loving Somebody Else?, Kiss Me Goodnight, Love Me or Leave Me Alone, Crazy Feet, Wine, Women, and Song, Don't Be Like That, Come On, Baby, and These.
And our bank account is low. We go right on smiling. Are we downhearted? No. Though we never get a tumble from the people that we know. Still we never grumble. Are we downhearted? No. We have no diamond rings or fancy clothes. But we have other things much nicer, goodness only knows. We just live on love and kisses. Do we love it? Oh, oh, oh. What a great world this is. Are we downhearted? No, no, no. Are we downhearted? No. Thank you.
the boom boom. Make everything hot when you go boom boom. Give it the business, that certain business. Oh, brother, there's no other as hot as the boom boom boom. Just loosen up your elbows and tell those who frown. Go hang a sign to let out and get out of town. Doing the boom boom, doing the boom boom. No fooling, you'll need cooling right after you go boom boom.
Piccadilly Players, the Edison House Band, and Hittin' the Ceilin', written by Archie Gottler, Con Conrad, and Sidney Mitchell. The vocalist on that June 27, 1929 recording was Phil Dewey. Before that, from the same trio of writers, was Doing the Boom Boom, performed there by Leo Reisman and his orchestra on September 5, 1929. The vocalist was Lou Levin. We began our tribute to Archie Gottler with the Bar Harbor Society Orchestra, directed by Ben Selvin, and Are We Downhearted? No! The vocalist on that, Harmony 78, recorded on Halloween 1928, was unidentified. I, however, am identified as Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. Last week, May 12th, marked the birth in 1901 of Harold R. Lambert, better known as Scrappy Lambert. In 1922, while a student at Rutgers University, Lambert was a football cheerleader and played piano with a group known as the Rutgers Jazz Bandits. Another Rutgers student, Izzy Nelson, auditioned as a vocalist with the group but was turned down. In February of 1925, Scrappy and Billy Hillpot teamed up to do an impersonation on WEAF of the Smith Brothers of Cough Drop fame, whom they dubbed Trade and Mark. In 1926, Ben Burney signed the duo to his orchestra as a specialty act, where they stayed until 1928. From the late 20s through the 30s, Scrappy Lambert was one of the most prolific vocalists around, making hundreds of sides with Red Nichols, Nat Shilkret, Jack Pettus, Adrian Schubert, Ben Selvin, Sam Lannon, Bob Herring, and others. He also recorded under various pseudonyms, including Burt Loren, Glenn Burt, Buddy Blue, William Brown, and Harold Clark. In the 1930s, Scrappy Lambert could be heard on radio with the Showboat 4 on Captain Henry's Maxwell House Showboat on NBC Radio, and with Billy Hillpot in a reprise of their Smith Brothers Trade and Mark comedy routine. Scrappy Lambert quit singing in 1943 when he joined MCA as manager of their West Coast radio department. He died on November 30, 1987 in New Brunswick, New Jersey at age 86. Here's Scrappy Lambert.
Out for fun, ask me one by one, guess I'll wind up like I always do with only me and my shadow rolling down the avenue. Me and my to tell our troubles to, and when it's 12 o'clock we climb the stair, we never knock for nobody's there, just me and my shadow all alone and feeling blue. And when it's 12 o'clock, we climb the stair. We never, never knock, for nobody's there. Just me and my shadow, all alone and feeling blue. All alone and feeling you're just the type for me. I'm in love with you. Say you'll love me too. Bashful baby, how about a little kiss? Bashful baby, I can't go on like this. You've got my heart bumping apart. Don't be bashful baby with me.
I love that record, Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra and Bashful Baby, written by Cliff Friend and Abner Silver. Scrappy Lambert was identified on the label of that July 25, 1929 Victor record as Bert Loren. Before that, it was the Imperial Dance Orchestra, an Adrian Schubert pseudonym, and Smile When the Raindrops Fall from June 17, 1930. I had a lot of Scrappy Lambert recordings to choose from, but I picked that one specifically so I could say the names of the songwriters, Alice Keating Howlett and Will Livernash. Smile When the Raindrops Fall is heard in Laurel and Hardy's Hog Wild, and Howlett and Livernash also wrote Those Doggone Golfer's Blues, which is sung by Charlie Chase and Hal Roach short All Teed Up. That was preceded by Me and My Shadow, written by Billy Rose, Al Jolson, and Dave Dreyer, and sung by Scrappy on July 29, 1927. We began our little tribute to Scrappy Lambert with Owen Fallon and his orchestra. Well, it isn't actually Owen Fallon, but an American Record Corporation studio band just using Owen Fallon's name, and Now You've Got Me Worryin' for You. That was recorded on July 12, 1932, and in that same session, the band recorded Now You've Got Me Worryin' for You with Chick Bullock doing the vocal, and issued on the Perfect label as by Dan Ritchie and his orchestra. Drummer Owen Fallon did lead his own band, Owen Fallon and His Californians, which recorded for the Sunset label in Los Angeles in 1925, and the band included reed man Walter Robison, no relation to yours truly. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History are the Georgians.
Thank you.
We begin this edition of This Week in Recording History with the Georgians, recording exactly 86 years ago this very day, and Savannah, composed by Fred Fisher. The clarinetist was Johnny O'Donnell, and the drummer was Chauncey Morehouse. Next, from May 14, 1926, it was George Olson and his music, with the vocal duo of Fran Fry and Bob Borger, and Let's Make Up, written by Jack Golden and Harry Albert. We finished up with Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra and She's Sweeter Than Sugar, written by Benny Moten and Thamen Hayes, trombonist in the band. The vocalist on that OK 78 made around May 14, 1925 was William Little, Jr. I don't often make snarky comments like this, but thankfully that was his only recording. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Thank you for your very kind attention.